WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Ngozi Doreen-Tibbs is the co-founder and leader of the Pittsburgh Black Breastfeeding Circle in the Strip District. 90.5 WESA's Noah Brode spoke with Tibbs about helping Black moms learn the hows and whys of breastfeeding.
So I'd like to start off by going over some of the benefits of breastfeeding and why new moms are often encouraged to breastfeed.
Yes, what's so wonderful about breastfeeding is that the health benefits are experienced for both mom and baby, and they are short and long term. And so what some of those health benefits are for mom, she can reduce her risk of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and even osteoporosis. And there's some new research that's looking at breastfeeding reducing the risk of heart disease. For our children, we're looking at reductions in type 2 diabetes, leukemia, ear infections, which is one of the number one reason why parents miss work in their child's first year. And so that's pretty important. Breastfed babies even have higher IQs.
So what caused you to found the Pittsburgh Black Breastfeeding Circle?
Yes. What we have found historically is that women of color, Black women in particular, have lower rates of breastfeeding initiation and duration. There are all sorts of reasons as to why that is. But one of the reasons why is that many Black women are returning to work sooner than their white counterparts. Sometimes they are head of households, and often they do not get the breastfeeding support from women or men that look like them. And so having a breastfeeding supporter who looks like them, who's from the community, a trusted member of the community, makes a huge difference. It's also significant to report that Black women have higher rates of infant mortality, and we know that breast milk saves lives. So if we have babies that are born very early, our micro preemies, babies that are born 6 and even 8 weeks ahead of time, that those moms can come to our circle and get the support that they need. We also have a state-of-the-art scale where we can weigh babies, we can do pre-feed weights, post-feed weights, and we can, you know, provide reports for the pediatrician, and we can follow these babies together and make sure that they're gaining well.
So tell us about Black Breastfeeding Week and what your circle will be doing then.
August is World Breastfeeding Month, and Black Breastfeeding Week, and I think we're going into the 6th year, is the last week in August. So every year we have a big celebration. We'll be having it at a large grove in Highland Park this year, where we invite the community to come and talk about what breastfeeding means to the Black family. And so if you really want to know if a community is doing well, you want to look at how the babies and families are doing. We know that families make up healthy communities, and healthy communities make up healthy societies. So if you have healthy families who get started on human milk, we are looking at those long-term health benefits for both mom and baby.
That was Ngozi Doreen-Tibbs of the Pittsburgh Black Breastfeeding Circle speaking with 90.5 WESA's Noah Brode. Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.